Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here on the fourth leg of our crawfish circuit. It brings us here to Blue Water Seafood, and listen, they've been around 30 years, Clint, and family business. The kids, the Ping family, the kids are still in multiple locations. They got 3 locations, and we're here at the one off Highway 290. Hail, Clint, you were at another one.
Yeah, I've seen 2 of them today, man. I've seen two of them today.
What? I see you the address, bro.
Hey,
I knew Tyler would be hot.
I plugged it in.
Oh, my God.
I did. I plugged it in, and I thought I hit the right one, and I guess I just hit the 1960, not realizing there's 2 of them on 1960. And so I pulled up. And when you pull up, at for the record, all our listeners out there, when you're at a place with multiple locations and you pull up and that van ain't out front, you're in the wrong spot.
Tyler, he called me with 17 minutes to tip off. I said, hey, he said, send me the address.
1960 is a long road, bro.
I said it to him. I said, hey, man, I said, how far is it you away? He said, 18 minutes. I said, ooh, you about to push this thing.
Yeah, for the folks
out there, if you need to Google it, you can also Google the Champions location, I believe.
No, that's a different location.
That's where I was.
Well, there you don't go. Do that. Don't go to Champions.
Don't do gonna, that.
No, it's the one.
That's what Clint did.
Up Highway 290.
Yeah, know this. If you go to that location down there and you don't like the crap, some reason you're just not happy, you can ease on down the street about 15 and a half minutes and you can get this other one right here. And it's got the windows wide open.
God, I don't know. I can't imagine how many lanes your ass was switching, how fast you got up, because I saw you walking up here. I said, he got up here in 17 minutes.
Yeah, it was 40 mile an hour, by the way. 40 mile an hour with a little construction between here and there. But I whipped a long wheelbase through there. You'll be all right. Come on.
Well, that's all right. They got some crawfish waiting on you. And they got multiple flavors.
I needed that Coors Light just to cool me down a little bit. I was a little nervous. I typically don't get my blood pressure up, but I was a little high strung right there trying to get down here. I don't like being late. And I don't like leaving my boy hanging out like that. That'd have been rough. On location by yourself. I mean, I know you can handle it. Hell, you handle anything. But it still ain't a good feeling on my end.
It ain't bad, man. We got it going. I slipped in here. My man Christian. Shout out to Christian who's taking care of us. Hit me up with a nice little frozen margarita already.
He must be listening. Give you that old frozen pink drink, boy.
Yeah. You want a strawberry?
I don't know. I got strawberry, baby.
He didn't judge me.
You know, he didn't judge me. Some of the other people in the building judged me, but he didn't judge me.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though, Ron. That goes with the vibe here. You know, you got palms. We're in a boat, and you got a little frozen drink with a lime on it. Windows open here, man. It's nice.
And I offended him. I said to Tyler, I said, Christian, I said, y'all wouldn't happen to have any frozen margaritas. He said, man, you don't think we got frozen drinks?
What kind of establishment do you think this is?
He said, what, you just want a regular or you want flavor? I'm scared to see what kind of flavors they got. But, no, get down here. Get the crawfish. It is flowing. I already saw somebody get one. And, listen, they normally have their Tuesday special, Clint, where you can get 4 for $1.
Okay.
But they're doing that tonight. They're doing that today right here, 2 to 6 while we're here. So you get 4-for-1 free. Get four and get one free today. And they've got multiple flavors. They got original, spicy garlic, spicy roasted garlic, lemon pepper. So they got you set right. So get on down here.
You talking about the bugs?
Yes, sir.
No, let me go ahead and clear that up. You buy four, get one free. I had you buying one, getting four free. That didn't add up, did it?
No.
I don't know if the establishment's going to appreciate that kind of advertising. You buy four, get one free, by the way. Come on.
Yeah, get on down here, man.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what this cold beer right here costs, but that damn thing is cold, and it tastes good.
Oh, yes. And coming up, we will let you know it is more than just potentially winning a gift card to Academy Sports. We'll let you know here in just a bit.
Oh, we're going to announce that today.
We're going to announce the big prize pack on our tour. Big prize pack coming up. We'll let you know about that coming up in just a bit. But
another one of them a-holes that cut me on TV right there.
Oh, Dave wants that?
Yeah, he was a Miami head coach when he cut me.
Cut you
jackass.
Oh, he was the one that let you get on the plane every once.
Yeah, even worse. Not only did he cut me, he made me come to the airport for a month straight thinking I was gonna get an accredited game and then told me to go home. I was on a practice squad.
Yeah, text line coming through on the the Jim Madler, the Texas Amber text line. While Clint ran out of gas.
No, he didn't.
Draft day. No, he didn't. Nope. He just went to the wrong location.
It's always a possibility.
It is a possibility, but it did not happen.
I told Matt, I said, boy, wait till Tyler hears that Clint went to the wrong location after Tyler got up at 8:30 and texted us the address.
Hey, I'd have really been hot if Tyler wouldn't have made that text that message, though, because I'd have had somebody to blame on it. But now
who,
I didn't have anybody
me?
To blame. No. Whoever's responsible for getting us directions. But you got us – because you said that, I had to blame it on myself.
Yeah, there you go.
That's hilarious.
So, but anyway, get to the right location here and have a good time with us as we do each
hell,
and every.
If you can't get here, get to a Blue Water location.
That's right. That's right. They got three of them, Champion, Cypress, Spring. So get on out and have a good time. All right, Clint, I don't know if that went the way we thought it would yesterday. And I will go back to what I said, fellas. The first thing I said yesterday about the draft, the first thing I said was, what do you think Texans fans are going to be feeling? How do you think you're going to be feeling? Do you think you're going to be feeling good about what happened? Or do you think you're going to have to be convincing yourself to feel good about what happened and say things like, in Nick we trust, or things like, hey, man, you know, the early second round is very similar to the first round. And, hey, we've done some good things before. Like, which route did you think you were going to be in? Now that we saw the Texans trade out of their pick at 25 and they go to the second round and they get multiple more picks. I mean, Nick is out here hoarding picks like he's on the television show.
like the end game is how many picks can you get?
I mean, Clint, he got about 15, 16 picks in the next two drafts.
As boring as day one and disappointing as day one was, boy, day two ought to be exciting
we'll
for all of us.
We'll see what he does. But he trades back, and if you missed it now where they're at in this situation, they trade back with the Giants. The Giants come up to go get Jackson Dart. But right now they are sitting with the 34th pick, the 58th pick. These are two second-round picks today. They have three third-round picks, 79, 89, 99. That's all today. So as Clint said, there should be a lot going on. But 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, how did you feel? Did you feel good, or are you convincing yourself how you felt?
I feel good about it. I felt really? Yeah, I mean, look, I was guard. I wanted an offensive lineman. I wanted a guard in particular. And once I saw those guys coming off the board, I got really nervous that they were gonna either reach for somebody that they didn't really like that was further down the board, or they were gonna take best available at a position that they really didn't need. And so I was a tad bit nervous right there. And when Green Bay was at Green Bay jumped ahead and took Golden.
Well, they just stayed there. They were trying to trade.
No, but
back.
Green Bay jumped up. Green Bay jumped ahead and took Golden.
Oh, I didn't think they traded up. I thought they just stayed there.
Okay,
when
you're right because somebody jumped ahead of them. That's right. When Golden went is when I thought that was the receiver that would be the one that they would like that they'd want to go get local kid. And once he went and the guards went, I was like, man, this is the worst thing they could do here is reach for somebody that they really don't like and pull another Kenyon Green type situation. So when the trade back happened, I was good with it. Surprisingly, I am usually very critical of trade backs.
I am shocked by that.
Yeah,
because you have been talking for a good couple of weeks of, man, be aggressive. Go be aggressive. Yeah. Go be aggressive.
Well, here's the thing. You can still be aggressive. I mean, you've got 5 day 2 picks, and they've been really good with day 2 picks. They can end up getting out of the first 2 rounds with potentially 3 picks. And I'm not mad at that. I mean, look, a late first and a late second, you know, that I'm not saying I would not have preferred that. But you come out and you tell me you're going to get, you could potentially get 3, and you could, they could potentially move up with both of their thirds using some of that capital that they have from last year. Using some of that, I'm sorry. I meant the late seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So the earliest one, what are they going, second or third?
They're third, fourth.
Yeah. So they're second right there. So they're not going. I don't think they're obviously not going to move with that one. But the 2 second rounders that are later, they have all that draft capital back there now to move up with one of those, if not move up with 2 of those. So to think that you could get, let's call it, you know, 3 really good second round picks instead of a late first and a late second, man, I can't get mad at that, Ron. I mean, there are some really, really good players that are out there. When you talk about the skill that's needed, you call it skill, I call it speed on the offensive side of the football, those guys are still out there. And there are some guard center combos out there, or guard center middle offensive line, interior offensive linemen that are still out there that I think would help, would be an upgrade. I have a hard time getting disappointed with this, man. And to be honest with you, I have a hard time not getting real excited about potential five day 2 picks, knowing how good they've been with day 2 picks.
Yeah, as I'm seeing some people texting in, as I said, I opened up the show yesterday with, how do you think you're going to be feeling as a Texans fan after day 1? Do you think you're going to be naturally excited the way certain other teams are, or do you think you're going to convince yourself that you are happy about what's going on? Because nobody's ever – now, it would take a whole lot to just be pissed, right, about something they did. And I'm seeing some people text in right now. Someone just texted in, if the Rockets win, it doesn't matter. Okay. someone texted in that the Texans gave me blue balls last night. We got 10 picks.
Now that's a fair statement. I mean, I think it's okay to be disappointed and maybe have a little case of
apologize to those swellies. Apologize to those folks who were sitting in that rain at the draft party.
Yeah.
For everybody go home safely.
I heard Larry and Stafford call. I know he wanted a receiver, which they could have moved up 1 and got, and he was at that draft party. They double dipped his ass,
oh,
didn't
man.
He?
Yeah, man.
He was madder than a hornet, boy.
That draft party last night felt like the politician who knows they're about to lose, and then they don't really come out and make a statement yet. They just say, "Hey, man, we're gonna come back tomorrow and tell you about it because we ain't making no pick tonight."
Another one of those. The downside of being one of the better teams in the league. When it comes draft time, you got a late first round draft pick, and boy, you don't. If a couple of your guys come off the board and somebody wants to trade up, man, it's easy to slide on out of that first round, which we saw them do, and that was a buzzkill for the folks that were at the draft party. Now, for folks that like to make it a 3-day party, Friday's gonna be big time. Friday's gonna have a chance to be big time. I forgot all about the damn trade before the draft.
Yeah, they made it.
I mean, I'm talking about they got 3
added
2s.
3 more picks.
They got 3 second rounders and 2 third rounders, and you got all that 6th and 7th round draft
picks
this year.
That's what I said. He's hoarding picks like if you open up his garage, you got old stuff, old boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, man. This
file
has got
cabinets.
This has got nice. I'm like everybody else. I would have preferred them to use all that draft capital and move up in the first and really turn us on, but I'm not. There is some really, really good talent out there, and you give me potentially 3 really good second round picks. They can end up with that, Ron. They can end up with 3 top half of the second round picks if using the draft capital that they have, assuming they can find a trade partner. Unlikely, but possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, this is there's some dudes out there. I've done some digging, and we'll cover it later in the show. One, they've had success in the second, third round, and fourth round. But two, man, there's some really good players that are left out there available that'll help this team immediately.
Some coming in. Good for Nick. Good move by Nick. Yesterday was a fail for Nick. Those are back-to-back text messages. The last one, Nick is cooking. Let the proven man do his job. All the haters can suck my left. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the jury's still out of whether it's good or bad,
listen,
right?
I will say this. Listen, this is my thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I feel good about the Texans and Nick Caserio, based off history, that they will be able to find the wide receiver void. I mean, they've shown that. They have been able – you get Nico and Tank in the third round in two of three drafts. I think they do pretty well, right? You might hold Mechie against them. I could say, all right, you know, that was a good pick, but that thought was a good pick. He also had leukemia. Yeah. You know, that may have set him back a bit. So I think the receiver thing is good. Clint, I'm officially worried like hell about their offensive line situation. I mean, we come into this thing, and they trade Tunzel, and then they bring in Cam Robinson. As that's the best move that this team has made. And rightfully the last time we saw them, C.J. Stroud was picking himself up off the ground repeatedly because George Karloftis was up his ass. And then what they have done is they've gone and gotten Cam. They brought in Trent Brown, who's got a leg injury that he's recovering from.
Might retire when he gets healthy.
Might. And they brought in Lincoln Tomlinson for $3 million and Ed Ingram, who's worse. And then they didn't use – their most premium pick, a first-round pick, on an offensive lineman. And that was the biggest problem. And you could say, let him cook. Well, I can tell you this. The one place for sure that Nick Caserio has not cooked and he still has the spatula in his hand is on the offensive line. And that's to me, is I am – because unless – and I will hold off, Clint, because I guess what Laremy Tunsil got traded really, really late into the offseason that year he came here to Houston. There's some moves, I guess, that could be made out there, but it is hard to see now that we have gone through free agency, we've gone through the first round of the draft, to think that Cam Robinson is the number one thing that they brought in, not to mention losing their best one, but the number one thing they brought in from the offensive line perspective, and that was the biggest problem that they had. I guess they fired Bobby. So, I mean, I guess that's the other part that helps it. And Chris Strausser. That's the part to me. The receiver thing, I think they'll be able to find some good value. It's just the weakness for Nick Caserio and this group has been the offensive line. And that's the biggest problem. And they set themselves up in free agency by getting bargains and not getting bona fide guys that can come in and go. And then they went to the draft and didn't go and get those guys. Like, and it was tough, man, because Booker goes early at 12 with the Cowboys. Banks went maybe a little earlier than you thought. But I thought, man, they're going to attack the kid from North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Donovan went right before them. Hell, then, as you talked about the receivers.
Look, Booker going so early, put them in a position. I mean, they would have had to give up everything but the kitchen sink to move up and get Booker, obviously. He goes 12, right? I said it yesterday. Like, the fear of like the Texans being in love with a couple of guys is if they're that damn good, everybody in the league is going to be in love with them. If they're that talented and they're that high character guys, everybody's going to be in love with him. And so you look at it, Booker jumps off the board, Banks jumps off the board before him, and so you got your top two offensive linemen gone earlier than expected, and now the price for doing business to jump up and get one of the top guards is twice what it was. So, I mean, it's they would have had to give up, I mean, literally everything but the kitchen sink to move up and get one of those guards. And then you get into a position where you go, okay, are you comfortable if you're a fan? I understand being disappointed. Hell, I was disappointed with free agency, right? But would you prefer them? The one thing that they could not do, the one thing that the Texans could not do in this draft is pull another Kenyon Green. Sorry, Kenyon Green. I know we're up in your neck of the woods. I apologize. You know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, they could not draft in the middle to late first round an offensive guard and that guy not pan out to even be a starter, a serviceable starter in the league. And that's what you start risking when you start reaching for guys that I really don't like this guy. You start making exceptions for guys that are available, and I for one, some people would be okay with that. I'm not okay with that. I don't like that approach to the draft, and so I'm good with where they're at, man. I think there's some good guards out there. You want to talk about there's a center out there from Georgia, and everybody talks about, oh, this tackle guard combo. A guy can play guard and then move to tackle because people watch Laramie Tunsil do it and do it well, and people watch one of the best in the league in Kansas City go from guard to – that's not an easy transition. You want to talk about an easy transition that makes more sense is get a center that can play guard and allow him to either do both or do one. And you got one of those in Juice Scruggs already. That there's one of those available that right now that's out of Georgia's played big time football.
All right, reel it in now.
What happened?
We got to get to break.
Reel it in now. Man. What time is it?
Oh, come on, baby. Yeah, this. We gonna have fun today. We're gonna have fun today. All right, as we continue, man, we'll look at what we were talking about, and also Clint's talking about the day two thoughts. Let's look at some of the day two picks. The Texans have a ton of ammo in this second and third round. We'll see what direction they go after that, and we'll continue that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
That Big Nick energy.
Live from Blue Water Seafood off 290 and 1960. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Houston Texans are on the clock.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
There you go. Jackson Dart goes to the Giants as the Giants come up to trade with the Texans and to give Nick more picks. Nick, who went from 9 picks in the draft yesterday, now he's got himself 10 picks in the draft today, and multiple. They've got ammo. There should be no team more busy than the Texans with 5 picks today, 2 in the second round, 3 in the third round. And listen, we're here live at Blue Water Seafood, and we are at the location right off Highway 290. There are multiple locations. Hell, you could be like Clint and enjoy yourself at the Champions location, or you can go out to Cypress, or you can go also to Spring as well. But if you want to come hang out with us and you want to have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, which we will do once an hour, so 4 opportunities, you might want to come to this location. Put your name in our raffle box, and you can have a chance to be a winner. Listen, this is our crawfish circuit, and they are doing it big over here. Clint just ordered 3 pounds, so we'll see what he does there. Multiple flavors, from original to spicy garlic to spicy, just spicy. They got a lot of different flavors for you to enjoy. And you buy 4, get 1 free today. That's also a special they have every Tuesday as well.
I think one thing to note there, I know if for all of my big time crawfish eaters out there, like a lot of places you go and they're either dry or wet, one of the two. Like they offer both here, right? All the flavors are the wet, and then you can also get them with, for lack of better terms, like the dry rub type on it. So you got both here. I went with the original, the dryer, And I'll try some of the flavored later on, but I'm going to start with the OG. So you got options here, baby. You got options here.
Yeah, you do. And so get on out here and enjoy yourself. All right, as I look here on the text line, seeing some people roll through and saying, Ron, some people didn't like my take on the offensive line. Said they got enough picks to draft a whole new offensive line. Someone said, "Show, we were at 25. You do realize how much we would have to give up to get that high." Listen, this is my thing. As I said, I didn't just say for the draft today. When the season ended, we knew the number one thing they had to fix. Hell, we didn't just know it. They said it. Our offensive line has to get better. We got to protect. And what they did to me, now maybe you disagree. Maybe you like the offensive line. Maybe you like, as ESPN has the depth chart of Cam Robinson at left tackle, Lincoln Tomlinson at guard, Jarrett Patterson at center, right guard, Juice Scruggs, and Titus Howard. Or bounce in a rookie that might join them in the second round right now. Maybe that is comfortable for you for C.J. Stroud. Me, I expected them to do more than this. And I expected them to put together an offensive line before they arrived to the draft that they didn't have to get screwed by, oh, damn, Booker went early. Oh, damn, there's Banks. Oh. I would have thought they would have put themselves in a position. See, I know you guys don't like to hear this, but Clint, the Chicago Bears didn't put themselves in a position where, hey, man, whew, we'd be sweating it out if our guy doesn't get here.
No,
because they said, no, we're going to go ahead and take care of it. And that's my thing is, yes, Nick had, you know, it would take a lot to go up and get there, but he had the offseason and he had the draft. Now, obviously, to me, they clearly think that they're fine there. They're good enough there, and maybe they didn't need a first-round pick that bad to go and put up. But I just, to me, that wasn't adequate enough for the problems they had on the offensive line last year to get themselves to the draft to where they're screwed because the Cowboys pick early.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I just, that's my thing. It's not just about the draft yesterday. It's about the entire offseason, how they have handled the offensive line.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's fair. That's a very fair argument. I'm as concerned as you are about the offensive line. I agree. I'm probably more concerned, to be completely honest with you, with not knowing what the hell you're going to do with Titus Howard and kind of what that looks like. And hearing people that seem to be somewhat in the know talk about Titus Howard, it scares me even more. This is a big, big day. You're not going to get Booker, obviously. You're not going to get that caliber player, obviously. But you can upgrade.
You're surprised he went that early?
I am surprised he went that early. I thought late teens and the Texans would have a chance to jump 5-6 spots and get to him. I thought late teens, and in no way, shape, or form did I see the Cowboys taking Booker there. But you know, a lot of people had them taking the receiver out of Arizona. But they went and got Booker. They've been really good on the offensive line. They've been really good at drafting offensive linemen. So no surprise, he's a hell of a player. And he's mature. He's a plug and play offensive lineman. You know, hearing Saban and the panel talk last night, he's probably the more out of all of the linemen across the board in the draft. Their comments, I believe, were this is the one guy that's ready to play immediately. There's other guys with maybe higher ceilings or better feet or whatever. But when it comes to plug and play and be ready, like right now, first year out of the gate, Booker was that guy. It's hard for that guy to fall all the way to 25. So you're right, though. I mean, look, the Texans are going to have to do something with that offensive line. There's no way in hell that they're going to be able to sell that they did right by C.J. Stroud, which is all that matters, by the way. Keeping us happy is irrelevant.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're going to be able to say they did right by C.J. Stroud.
And Nick Caley.
And Nick Caley. Yeah, the whole crew. And if this is what they're going to do with the offensive line. Now, you can improve your offensive line tonight. You can improve your speed tonight. And you can do it in as big a way as the draft allows and as the compensation, which you have more than anybody else, as the compensation allows you to move. And they're in a really good place to move and be really aggressive in this second round. And there's a lot of players out there, man.
Yeah, and I do want to get to that. I do want to get to those other players that could be available coming up, because that is a big key. Is they have a lot of, as you said, they could use things to get a higher that second. I don't think they're going to move. They don't need to move up one spot in the second round today, but maybe their other second round pick they can move up.
They got two other ones in that lower half of the draft, the second round. They could move up with both of them, given all the draft capital that they have.
And so they may be able to do that to get something more. It's just boy, I thought they had put themselves in a position where, all right, man, we got to be ultra aggressive to go get, you know, somebody. And when the Zabel kid rolled off, I was like, oh, okay, that's not where they're going either. Over there at 18, they didn't want to try to get in front of that point. So let's do that. Let's as we continue here coming up. Let's look at some of these guys that Clint's excited about. Clint is excited potentially of what is available with the amount of picks. The Texans have 5 picks in the second and third round. What's available there to really add to this team? We'll do that coming up next.
Live from Blue Water Seafood off 290 and 1960, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Lynn Sterner, if you can see us on YouTube and Twitch, he's got himself a nice iced tea. And he's got him 3 pounds of crawfish.
Ooh, how is it, Dirty?
Pretty solid, my man. Pretty solid.
Tasty.
It's in the 3 o'clock hour. I can't go too many cold beers here with these bugs.
Well, I knew he wasn't serious about pounding it out during the break because he sat down. last week he got into a stance, and I have never seen.
Well, I've got dark clothing on.
Well, you can get a great. Oh, so you can get it. You don't have to get aggressive.
You got khakis on. You got khakis on, or you got white J's on, or something like that. You go eat mud bugs. You got to stand up and get a wide stance. Keep your shoes out of the drip zone.
But I felt like though last week, like when you got into that stance, you were in competition mode. Like,
well, it's not the most comfortable stance. So
you're going at it. It was like
you got to get in, get out, man. It's not the most comfortable.
It was,
stance.
Man. I mean, you. You had a minute to
especially
spare.
When you get old like me, your back starts turning a little bit because you got that weird. You got your hinged weird there.
Yeah. That was aggressive. So I'm telling you, taking your time today.
Brooklyn got them white slides on. You go to eat them crawfish. You better keep them under the table. Keep them under the table. You're gonna be in trouble.
I'm sure she's a veteran. Someone texted in that Blue Water is a great spot to go to. Love me some of their garlic roasted shrimp cocktail and banana pudding. Ooh. And the crawfish is delicious. So
why do you think it is?
My sucker for banana pudding.
The crawfish spot back in Baytown called Hideaway, right outside of Baytown, just north of I-10.
Love that place.
Great crawfish.
But hey, there's the couple is back.
Tremendous. There they go. There tremendous they are. Banana pudding. What is it about crawfish and banana pudding? What I mean, is there some kind of reason why that happens?
I don't know. I just started eating crawfish, so.
Is banana pudding like some sort of palate cleanser or something?
Yeah. Is there a tie there?
Maybe it's just a hell of a dessert.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's the only one when you're a crawfish joint. That's just strange. I don't know. It is good, though. Wow.
It is.
May have to try this before I leave.
All right, Clint, you've talked about it. You said you came away feeling good about them moving back. And just in case you're jumping in and you didn't see last night, the Texans traded out of their 25th pick with the Giants in exchange for the 35th pick, a second and a third round pick as well, and next year's third rounder. And so far today, day two, which is rounds two and three, they have picks 34, which is the second pick in the second round, and then they have 58, and then in the third round they have 79, 89, and 99. And, Clint, you said there are some guys there that you could get good and excited about if the Texans could go out and take a look again.
Yeah, look, it's a combination of things. I can get excited about a trade back when the trade back includes picks from this year. I don't like the trade back and getting future picks. Like, that really doesn't do much for me. But the trade back and your stockpiling picks for this year means one, you're going to pick this year at some point, and two, you got more to offer this year to teams that want you to move. So I think the Texans are positioned to make a move. But yes, look, I'm interior O-line and I'm speed. That for me, that's where I'm at. Anything else is a plus. If there's an interior defensive lineman that they really like, that cool, I'm good with that, right? But when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at speed and I'm looking at interior offensive linemen, and the fact that the Texans have the ability, assuming they can get it takes two to tango, assuming they can get somebody to party with them and let them move up, they can go get guys. The running back prospects right now is thick, and I'm gonna start there just because it's where it's on my list. I'm not saying it's number one priority, but it's there. You got Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins at Ohio State. Both of those guys are there. The Breshard Smith kid, if you want a little third down scat back out of SMU. The Jaden Blue out of Texas, another scat.
Talking about him, speed, yes.
Another scat back. Dylan Sampson, another speed back. These are all guys that are bringing either a true blue future starting running back to the table in those first two, or a speed dynamic that the Texans just don't have. You go to the interior offensive line. The center Jared Wilson, two guys out of Georgia.
Yep.
Guard Tate Ratledge and center Jared Wilson. Both of those guys, I think, are interior offensive linemen. You look at the Jared Wilson kid, he's the best interior offensive lineman available. And again, as I said earlier, if you want to talk about guys that can play multiple positions, take a center that can play guard. If you draft a center that's really, really good and he's that good of an offensive lineman, moving him to guard, hell, you could call it an upgrade because he doesn't have the responsibilities of communicating and snapping the football. So he can use both of his hands and he doesn't have to think as much. So if that guy is as physical a player and as gifted a player as you think, moving him to guard is a lot of times, again, initially out of the gate, an upgrade. A lot like what they did with Juice Scruggs. So I would not be disappointed in that at all. And right now the best guard available, I believe, is the Ratledge kid out of Georgia as well. So those two offensive linemen are going to be available and very, very gettable for the Houston Texans. And then you look at the wide receiver room, where I know a lot of people are leaning wide receiver. The Trey Harris kid out of Ole Miss is the absolute truth. He's the real deal. Now, is he's a skill set that everybody wants. He didn't tear up the clock on the 40 day. I don't even know if he ran. I didn't get the time. He's not going to tear it up. But if you watch his film, he's a guy that has no problem running away from people, has no problem separating. He can go up and high point the ball. He's probably the best overall wide receiver available. But beyond that, I'm looking at Luther Burden III. I'm looking at Kyle Williams. I'm looking at Jalen Lane, Tay Felton, the Dyke. I believe it's Dyke. Maybe it's Dyke or Dickey out of Florida. I'm not real sure, but that kid's a burner. That's a big body. So there's going to be guys available in the second and third round that I believe will fill the void at the wide receiver position for the Texans. And I'm talking about just what do you want if you're a Texans fan at the wide receiver position? I'm one that wants speed. Speed is going to be available throughout the second round and possibly into the third round. And I'm talking like the fastest guys from the combine. Top three, four receivers from the combine, speed-wise, they're going to be available.
How many of these guys, and I know you've looked into this a bit, you understand how they fit with the Texans. How many of these guys do you look at and say, these are guys that can step right in and be, if not just major contributors, but starters? Like these guys coming in, these are guys that are day one.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're going to ask them to do. But I think if you're just talking about overall, like who would I plant my flag in a sense of this guy's going to play, I would go Trey Harris, Luther Burden, and Kyle Williams. Those three guys right there, I feel like, are immediate starters on the outside opposite Nico Collins. And then the rest of them are all either speed guys or bigger-bodied speed guys that would have to develop. But again, like the point here is, if you plug a receiver in, can that guy take the top off the coverage? Literally two or three of these guys in their bio or in their eval, it says ability to take the top off the coverage. I mean, the speed is real, whether you're talking football or track with a couple of these guys. And that guy, you don't have to ask a lot of him if you've got that in your bag. And so my overall point with the wide receivers is, I think Trey Harris is the most polished overall wide receiver of the group. You're talking about a guy that averaged over 100 yards a game when healthy at Ole Miss over, I think, a two-year span, and for what it's worth, did a lot of good things at Louisiana Tech before. Luther Burden III, I hear a lot of people talking about, oh, well, a lot of his stuff was catch and run, yak, and okay. I'm cool with it. I mean, give me a guy that's hard to touch in space, and as an offensive coordinator, I can get real creative with that guy, not to mention you really don't have – that I know Christian Kirk's got some twitch and in the underneath stuff is a really good slot receiver, but I'm talking about that receiver that's got that twitch that has the ability to get skinny and is hard to tackle. He's hard to hit flush. There's a couple of those guys available. As I mentioned, the Breshard Smith kid coming out of SMU is an intriguing, probably more later third round guy. He's a later guy, third and maybe even fourth round, probably third round. But he's a guy that's a former receiver that played running back in a fast-paced offense, in a wide-open offense. That's what the Texans are missing. They got plenty of guys that can play between the hashes and are downhill and can receivers that can go block and running backs that can block and do the like. Who's the guy in the open field that if you get him to rock on a third down or you sneak a package in where he can get out of the backfield and make big plays for you? Who's that guy? I look for him later, maybe in that third round, to be somebody that I would like to see the Texans get their hands on. Point is, a lot of speed, a lot of athletes, and plenty good interior offensive linemen for them to go get if they need to. They're going to have to move to get the O-lineman. They could get one at that second pick, but they're going to have to move to get more than just that one.
I wonder what they are looking at 34, the second pick.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you look at it, the linemen that are available, and I think the next lineman that is, like, in terms of what we're seeing as best available, now obviously their board is different, is the center, Jarrett Wilson. But there are multiple receivers that are rated ahead of him. There are multiple positions that are ahead of him. I wonder if the thought is, do they go line there? Because I think that is probably the thing that you would say is most pressing. Do they go line there, though that might be a little bit, they're better, more highly rated players there at different positions?
I think the reason they moved out of the first was because the prospects that they had their eyes on jumped off the board. And I think those were interior offensive linemen. And even, obviously, Kelvin Banks, who didn't have their eyes on him after in hindsight, Dempster. But I think that's why they moved out. So if you've got a shot now to either take him, take an interior offensive lineman with your first pick in the second, or package it up and move to one that's available mid second round, I think there's no doubt they do that today.
Yeah, a couple of other guys. And I see people, the guard from Arizona. He's another one. Jonah.
You can give it a shot.
Savier.
It's Hawaiian, I believe.
Another one. Also, I like the kid out of Boston College. He's also a guard. Ozzie. I can't remember his last name, but he's also a guard as well. Good size there that a lot of people like. But, I look at him as people have a list. Those guys are ranked like 18th or 19th best available right now because Will Johnson is still on the board, who people didn't expect. And there's some pass rushers there, the kid from Tulane. There's some other spots, D tackles and stuff in there. They may go there, too.
That damn safety that's absolutely ridiculous out of South Carolina is still on the board. There's a lot of really, really good players. A lot of edges on the board still, but I don't think the Texans are going to go that route.
I don't either. D tackle might. There's
D tackle they could. I eliminated the smaller school guys because I think in Nick just hasn't gone that route much, if any. I kind of eliminated them as I was making that list, and I think there's some dudes out there, man. I think there's some dudes out there that can make the Texans significantly better this year.
All right, as we continue here live on the fourth leg of our crawfish circuit, we are live at Blue Water Seafood. Come on out right off Highway 290. Make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. And right now, if you're in the building, as soon as this is over, we will hook somebody up with our first winner, our first $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will be doing one each and every hour. So if you're in the building, all you got to do is sign your name and put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.